Test, test.
Good morning. I've been able to say hello to a number of you, but I just wanted to say to the group, hi, I'm Carol Stikinas, the director here at LACE, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to Ultra Red and Quintro. I will let Don and the group up here sort of tell you a little bit more about what we'll experience today, but a couple of super quick housekeeping announcements. We have coffee and bagels in the next room. Thanks, the coffee in particular, thanks to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. And then bathrooms are through that room and into the hall. Also, if you have materials for projects that you're working on, feel free to set them out. We have a magazine rack in the back. We're really looking for a way to share the kinds of work that you're doing with as many people as possible. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew that that option was available too. Anyway, thank you all so much for coming, and I look forward to a really lively discussion.
We can't think sitting down because that's where our brains are. So how's that for an opening comment? Good morning. Good morning. Now I'm embarrassed. My name is Don Ryan, and I am with Ultra Red, and it's a pleasure to have all of you here. We have a fantastic group in the audience, actually, and all of you come from incredible struggles and histories and experiences that you have brought into this room with you, and we hope that over the course of the day, each one of you feels you have an opportunity to sort of wrestle with your histories and your experiences and where this discussion is at today and where we go. We have sort of organized the day in two halves. You should have programs. There's actually programs at the front desk with our friend up there. If you don't have a program, we've sort of split the day into half. The first half of the day, two halves. The first half of the day, those of us here from Ultra Red will make brief presentations about the work that we've been doing both within the organizing that we're involved in, the organizing that we're involved in, and the organizing and the work of Ultra Red itself. After those presentations, we will take a recess for lunch from 1 to 2. At that point, when we come back at 2 o'clock, we're sort of going to just kind of play it by ear. We have invited a number of people who are here in the room with us now to actually formulate responses to the presentations of the morning. And those responses will include thoughts that of things that we have brought up, but also from their own experiences and the work that they're doing. These respondents that we're calling them come from the arts, come from political organizing, come from both. But this in no way sort of excludes all of us from contributing. And so for that reason, we don't really have necessarily an order for how the respondents will be called upon. Rather, let's see how the discussion goes. Does that sound fair? So what I'd like to do is to begin basically initially make some brief remarks about today and about the meaning of today for me and then for Ultra Red in general. First, let me mention, of the folks who identify with Ultra Red, there are five of us here today. We have Elizabeth Blaney, Manuela Boyajiev, Leonardo Vilches, Eddie Peel, and myself. There are two people who are on your programs who are not with us today. One is Pablo Garcia. He had a family emergency that required him to be in Albuquerque. He sends his regrets that he can't be with us today. And the other individual is Robert Sember. He also thought he was going to be here today. He got called and couldn't get out of a conference in Detroit. So he sends his regrets that he can't be with us. If those of you who know me know that I can't stop writing. I'm always writing, and then I just throw everything away. So here is what I've written, and let's see if I can not read it, because that would be really boring at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. But what I would like to do is begin with a question. And it's a difficult question to ask. and it's a problematic question to ask. And the question is, are we at war? I think for many of us, we conduct our work and we do our work, whether it's the political organizing work that we do, or the artwork that we do, or the synthesis or the dialogue between the two. And we ask ourselves, at what point does our work acknowledge this? For many of us, we can't acknowledge it. It's either too overwhelming, it's too difficult, or we approach it from the side. Sharon is used to hearing me say this, that there seems to be a lot of invocations lately of Walter Benjamin. Benjamin is in the air, I think. And I think one of the reasons why Benjamin, the German art critic from the 20s and 30s, why he is in the air right now is that this is a man, in his work, grappled with this question of war. Grappled with it in relationship to his discussions of art, his discussions of literature, culture, and political struggle. How do you ask this question when talking about Baudelaire? How do you ask this question when talking about cinema? How do you ask this question when talking about progressive arts? And you know, the famous essay, we all know this essay, many of us anyway, the work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction, right? We know this essay. And for the last 3 years, I've had the opportunity to be a MFA candidate at UCLA, and Emily knows this well. We sort of, you know, conduct these, we sort of are employed as teaching assistants, and we're asked to help students grapple with different texts. And this essay by Benjamin is a common text that students are asked to grapple with, this text by Benjamin, The Work of Art and Mechanical Reproduction. And students often sort of, you know, they sort of try to make the text make sense within their own set of experiences. So when Benjamin goes on and he talks about, you know, the artist as surgeon and how the artist who employs photography and cinema is closer to the apparatus, and therefore the masses have this identification with the use of the apparatus and they can develop a critical perspective, many of the students, because they have such a, you know, inborn hostility or resistance to the very word communism, they sort of turn the essay into meaning its exact opposite. That the essay is somehow a diatribe against propaganda. And then when they arrive at the end of the essay, I don't know if you recall this, at the end there's this remarkable epilogue where he sort of has an analysis of fascism. And he sort of discusses what fascism is at the epilogue. And he says, you know, fascism is this celebration of war, that the fascism actually offers the masses war. Because war is the means by which all of the resources in society are employed, all of the resources are drawn together, all of the resources are activated, but property relations are not changed. Right? So for Benjamin, this is his discussion of, this is his analysis of fascism. And it sort of calls in my mind how much of our work at this moment is asking the question of what is fascism? What is fascism today? So perhaps this is something, this is a context, this is a set of inquiry that we as a group can begin to wrestle with. See, I promise I'm not gonna look at my notes. UltraRed was founded in 1994. And it was founded by myself and one other gentleman, Marco Larson. Both of us were AIDS activists with the Needle Exchange, which at the time was located about three blocks this way on, oh no, this way, on Cahuenga? This way. Thank you. We were working with Needle Exchange, and many of the artists who were involved in Needle Exchange at the time were visual artists. In fact, the Needle Exchange here in LA was founded by artists, many of whom were associated with ACT UP at the time. And so there was a strong sort of emphasis on visual arts and the sort of strategies that visual arts offered to direct action. Well, along comes Don and Marco, and we're sound artists. So for us, what does a sound artist do? What sort of strategies around acoustics and around sound can a sound artist employ in terms of direct action, in terms of cultural critique, and so forth? Over the years, Ultra Red sort of begins to evolve and pursue different directions. And our association in 1997 began with Elizabeth and Leonardo and the Union de Vecinos. Now, when that association began, and this is going to be my sort of version of it, you guys can
change it.
When that association began, while Marco and I had a clear identification as artists and as activists, there was a sort of relationship where we understood in our minds that Elizabeth and Leonardo were the organizers. We were the artist activists, Elizabeth and Leonardo were the organizers. Well, a funny thing happened in 1999, and that is Elizabeth and Leonardo began to identify as members of Ultra Red. And I, and then Pablo Garcia, who had joined the group by then, we began identifying as organizers. And since that time, there's been an ongoing discussion within our group about what are the differences between activism and organizing. And in terms of art making and producing work, you know, many of us in this room, we produce art. We this is what we do. And there's a whole, I mean, I say to you, activist artist, artist activist. We sort of have an idea what that looks like, right? We know what that looks like. But what do you conjure up when I say artist organizer? There aren't many books whose subtitle includes artist organizer. It's not a nomenclature that we use. Why? Why? I mean, generally, when we think of an activist, and this is, again, something that we can pursue today, when we think of an activist perhaps has a sense of time where you move quickly, speedily, you know, you see a point of intervention in society and the discourse and institutions, and you act upon those opportunities. Perhaps that's a definition. An organizer, maybe we generally understand an organizer as someone who has a sustained engagement with the reproduction or the production of a community consciousness, of a collective struggle, right? So you sort of have this campaign is followed by this campaign, and over a period of time, you hope you have a sense of movement and building a movement, right? Now, maybe we can problematize that distinction, but in my mind, I think that's generally how people sort of understand the distinction. Well, then the question is, what are the implications for the kind of art associated or in alliance with those different ideas? What is an artist who is aligned with activism? How do they understand their strategies? And what is an art practice that identifies or is in alliance with organizing? And again, he looks at his notes. I will tell you right here and now that Ultra Red is a very bad collective. We do not work like a collective. In fact, I wince at the idea that we are a collective. Oftentimes when you encounter groups who work collaboratively, they live together, they hang out together, they sleep together, they have sex with each other, they have babies with each other, they're traveling together, they're on the phone with each other every day. You know this, right? This sort of romantic idea of the artist as collaborator who has completely reinvented their social fabric, and so that there is no distinction between life and art, right? My life is my art. My art is my life, right? We are bad. We are bad. And in some respects, if that is the model of, I mean, right, yeah. If that is the model of artist collaboration, then we're a failed collaboration. So for that reason, perhaps it's more useful to think about Ultra Red for those of you who know us very well. This won't be that much of a stretch. For those of you who've never heard of us before, this might be weird. But to think about Ultra Red less as a group than as a meeting place. We're a group of people who come from entirely different social movements, who come from very different histories, very different struggles, very different sexual orientations, very different relationships to citizenship, very different ideas about what the family is, very different ideas about political ideology, that this group of people comes together and meets and debates and discusses. Over time, people join this group and begin to assume the identification as a member of Ultra Red. In the year 2001, we began a collaboration with the German anti-racist network, KNACKATTACK. Manuela Boyajiev is a member of KNACKATTACK. Several years after the initiation of our relationship with KNACKATTACK, Manuela now declares herself a member of Ultra Red. A year ago, we began a collaboration, Eddie Peel and I, with Robert Sember, who is an AIDS organizer based in New York. You remember this moment very well. We began an association with him, developing a project. Now Robert says he is a member of Ultra Red. So why does the organizer, what does the organizer gain from naming her work art? You know, there's this great book, we read this book, right, Carol? This Grant Kester's book, Conversation Pieces. And at the beginning of Conversation Pieces, Grant makes this, asks this question, and I will ask it here today. And in this book, Conversation Pieces, he talks about a number of art projects who, on the surface or from the outside, look like organizing projects. They get together constituencies, they get together political officials, and they go on a boat in the middle of the lake in Zurich. Okay. Or there are other projects that from the surface or from the outside, the work of Suzanne Lacy being another example, that look like organizing projects, but they call themselves art projects. So Grant asks in his book, what is gained by an organizer calling her project an art project? What is gained? What does that afford? Now, we are all very aware of the deficiencies in art. I mean, artists just like, oh, art sucks, we all art, no art, get out of the institution, art bad, right? So we're all really aware of where art sort of drops the ball, right? So we sort of, you know, we gain these alliances with activists, with organizers, to sort of critique and interrogate the deficiencies in art. What does art interrogate in terms of the lack in organizing? So, this brings us to today. Today we will hear from the four of us. Again, as I said before, we will make presentations about the work that we're involved in. Prior to the presentation of each of us, Eddie Peel has organized some audio interventions based on recordings of previous Ultra Red projects. And these audio interventions will introduce the speakers. You have programs, you don't need us to go on about who we are, it's all very unnecessary. So instead, we will listen. First, we will hear from Elizabeth.